Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Williston, North Dakota. I'm your host today, Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office here for the City of Williston. And today we've got Anna Denton with us, and she is the owner of Anna's Groom Room. Anna, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. So tell us a bit about Anna's Groom Room, because I tell you, when you look at how Williston has grown, and I always say, you don't realize there's a need for something until somebody identifies it. And there was a specific need for this. You identified it, and it's been tremendously successful. But tell us a bit about the business itself, what you offer, what you do.
We are a dog grooming facility, so we offer dog grooming. And we're going into doggy daycare now as the facility is growing, and we're building a new facility as well. We started the business about 3.5 years ago, and it was kind of an odd story how I started it. So how I started it is that I almost died. So I went in for a really simple procedure and, started fighting for my life and stuff in the hospital and everything. And they gave me like a 25% chance to live. And so when I came out of that, you know, I was always told that I would just be on disability and I would never really be able to do anything. And I was in physical therapy, learning how to drive again, walk again, like all these little simple things that you and I took for granted. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, got to thinking about it and I was like, ooh, dog therapy, you know, Eureka, a dog grooming shop here in Williston. That's what we need.
Well, you know, it's neat. So with the grooming, you offer grooming, but then you're getting into this doggy daycare, which it's a huge thing out there. I'm telling you, man, people love their pets. There are a lot of pets in this community. If people knew how many pets are in this community, they'd be blown away because people just, you know, they love their pets. But I want to jump back because you say, you know, you had some health issues and then you realized there was an opportunity to move forward and kind of therapy for yourself on doing this. Yeah. But you also want to look prior, as I believe you came here 2011.
Yeah.
And so you're not originally from Williston. What brought you to the community?
Yeah, what brought me here was work. I came from Alabama, and so the work was really bad there. Wasn't a whole lot of opportunities and stuff. And I was actually watching the news, Brian, one night, and he was on there talking about how your unemployment rate was super low.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, this sounds like a good opportunity, right? And so what I did is I got online, applied for jobs, and lined up some interviews. And then after that, it's just what it was. I came to Williston and never left, right?
Well, that's one thing we point out a lot is I always said, you know, the opportunity of Williston or Western North Dakota in general is very good, regardless of what you see with ups and downs. And since you came here, you've seen a couple ups and downs. You know, 2011, we were chaotic, you know, going up through 12, and then we had the slowdown and the crash. I shouldn't say crash, but the slowdown of 14. We start get rolling again, then we get punched in the gut here this last spring with what's going on with COVID-19 as well as the declining oil prices. And so, but there's still, throughout all this, there still remains opportunity. And you're seeing this because with the Groom Room, you know, you look at what's going on, and I tell people that, people ask, well, how is Williston doing now? And I say, we're weathering the storm a lot better than I thought because there's still people expanding. There's still people trying to move forward.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. So you started this Groom Room. I want to say it was kind of like a two room. Wouldn't you say is it just a two room converted space that was in an old lumber yard or something?
Yeah.
How did that start? I mean, how did you make that work?
That was a little bit tricky, no doubt about that. But yeah. I went into the space and it actually only had 400 square feet in it. So we actually did an expansion on it. And so I was able to make 800 square feet out of it. And then, so we just kind of stayed in that facility. And I'm talking about, that was tough because I had 6 groomers and 1 tub. And you want to talk about bumping into a lot of people all the time and like, excuse me.
Well, and when you talk about groomers and yourself, how, when you decide, I'm going to open up a dog grooming facility. Mm-hmm. What sort of education is required in that? What did you have to do?
Yeah. So what I had to do is I left and moved to California for 6 months. And then I went to school there. I actually graduated 2 weeks earlier than my whole class because I was ready to come home to Williston. I'm not kidding. So, you know, the driving around for in the shopping center at the grocery store for 30 minutes and then waiting for someone to pull out. Yeah, I was ready to come home to Williston. I love it here.
You know, it's one thing about the community. Again, we push that a lot to developers, mm-hmm. investors is, you know, it's one thing to have opportunity, but it's another thing that I think, and I've said this on every podcast this season, is the Midwestern values. Mm-hmm. And you find that a lot. And it really comes to the top in times like this with the slowdowns.
Yeah.
You know, we've had prior guests on here that talk about their businesses. They're trying to keep their employees on as best, mm-hmm. they can. They just haven't cut and run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're rolling up their sleeves and they're getting to work. And that's kind of what, you know, you've been doing. And what was, you know, what I found very interesting with you is obviously with the slowdown, mm-hmm. with the groom room, there's probably a cut in expendable income that may be out there. Yep. So you might see, you know, a bit of your business drop off a bit.
Yep.
But you're expanding, mm-hmm. okay, and you're moving into a new facility. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, we're super excited about that. I was able to make that happen, and I'm so grateful for that. And I actually purchased 2 acres. So we want to make the facility a one-stop shop. So we're driving retail into it. We're having pickup and delivery. We're doing the doggy daycare plus the grooming. So we're expanding it in so many different directions. But I couldn't have done it without the city of Williston, right?
Sure. Well, mm-hmm. and I know you worked a lot with Keith Olson with Small Business, mm-hmm. Development Center. We did a Star Fund program.
Correct.
With you. Keith, you know, helps. I'm sure he's helped you a lot with the business plans,
yeah.
and really looking at, you know, trying to forecast of what you might see and yeah. pitfalls ahead. And, you know, those things we do, we help with business plans and business modeling.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we want to facilitate and then we want to get out of the way and let the business owner take it and make it successful. That's what you've done. You
yeah.
started in this converted lumberyard.
Yeah.
I just call it converted lumberyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're building a new facility. You're, you know, where are you at with groomers? You said you had 6 groomers. I mean, did mm-hmm. you add more employment-wise, or are we still at the same size? Or
we actually went down in size, but we are actually rebuilding right now. We actually have people moving here from Florida that's coming here that we're going to employ. I just hired another groomer the other day, and then we'll be back up to 6 again.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I've done really well. It's hard managing people here, you know, because we all are a small community. And I notice people will come and then they miss home and then they want to go back.
Yeah.
So
what, you know, when you started the business, what are some pitfalls that you wish you, maybe things you wish you had known that you would probably do different this time around? Mm-hmm. Just think you're talking to the entrepreneur that's out there listening and they're thinking, I got an idea and I want to start something. What advice would you give them to say, you know what, right off the front, avoid this, or maybe I wish I had done this different? What would you add for your advice?
Do a lot of research would be one of the biggest things. Make sure you're prepared, because this is something I was not prepared for, is growth overnight. If you're not prepared for that, it gets really right. tricky. And then I would add a lot of technology, because technology actually makes your job easier. So like even for us, like this go around, we have online booking, you know, there's just so many different avenues that we've took just to make everyone's job so much easier.
You know, that online aspect, it's just getting more and more prevalent. I mean, and I know that I'm getting more comfortable with it too. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just if I can book my oil change online or order my groceries online and mm-hmm. pick them up, it's just, it's the way it's going and,
yeah.
and it's where the future is going to be. And it's, you know, kudos to you as business owners. You guys are getting on the wagon, so to speak, and being a part of that. With the groomer, I want to go back because I talk about some of the services. You know, I have to tell you, I have English Bulldogs, and, mm-hmm. and about the only thing I do with them is I just have their toenails trimmed
right.
when I come to the groomer.
Yeah.
But I walk in there, and I look at this board, and I see things like a hot rock mud bath and
yep.
stuff. What are some of the things you can get at Anna's groomer?
You can get a lot of things. You can even get some fortune cookies at my place. So if you're interested, swing on by. But yeah, we do mud baths and different things. So we're trying to really like offer things that you can't get anywhere locally or within 100 miles of this place. So we want to make sure that it's really upscale and that you know, you're not having to drive all the way to Fargo to get a mud bath. You can get it here in Williston, North Dakota.
Right. Well, and it, you know, it, that you bring that up, I mean, that is an important aspect because you see as the community changes, we're getting more diversified.
Yeah.
The population is increasing. We're a much younger age than what we were maybe 20 years ago. I believe average age in the community is about 30 or 31 years old. And with that comes a demand for services that may be a bit outside the normal. You know, so it's funny. I talk about it. You look at, who would have thought that you would take your dog in for a mud bath?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but it's very popular. Mm-hmm. And it's something that if when we talk about promoting businesses or trying to grow a community, it's a quality of life feature that, you know, if somebody's looking to want to move into this community, it may not be a big, you know, thing to me, but it's a big deal to them. And for you providing a service like that is, you know, really good, and it really helps us out with what we do, you know, with economic development. So we go back to your expansion.
Mm-hmm.
What is the future of Anna's Groom Room? What does it look like? What would you like to see it become?
Petco.
Franchised across the North America.
I really would like to see it do that. But yeah, I really want to see it grow. And now that we have 2 acres, you know, I'd even like to see a little dog park there at the end of the day, just where customers can come and hang out and different things like that. But yeah, I want to make it, you know, user friendly, you know, family friendly. And I want to see a lot of people there doing a lot of things. And then we're also going to bring in some training and stuff as well. So we've already been working on that. We were actually supposed to bring in a trainer this month and then have a dog trainer. But unfortunately, because of the COVID, now we have actually pushed it back. So it's a little bit different, but I just want to be a one-stop shop for everyone, you know?
Let's talk COVID. How did that affect you from a business standpoint? What do you guys do different now? I mean, people always say, well, we got to get used to the new normal and what does that look like? But you as a business owner, you know, you adjusted because you were still taking clients. What did you do to kind of just help work the best that you could around it to minimize the impact of COVID-19?
Yeah, COVID-19 has really been something very tricky, but we were able to maneuver through it, like wearing gloves and masks, only having one person in the shop at a time. Customers were phenomenal about that. We even pushed the delivery and pickup. And one of the odd things, too, was even as the van was sitting outside, people would drop their dogs off inside my van, and then I would go out there and get them. So we were trying to avoid everyone and make sure that, you know, everyone is taken care of properly, hand sanitizer, you know, more cleaning at the end of the day. Yeah, so it was a little bit tricky for us, for sure.
Well, and you bring up the van because you talked about there's pickup and delivery that you often, which again is another unique added aspect to what you're doing as a business, and it's very unique to this community, you know, as we grow into different needs and goods and services of what we need. But so, I mean, I can call, I can make an appointment, make an appointment online, and someone pick my dog up for me and give them a mud bath and have them all clean and bring them home.
Yeah, and that's exactly how that goes. Smelling good and all.
So, here we go. You've been here going on close to 10 years now.
Yeah.
Successful business owner. You're expanding. What is it about Williston? What is it, you know, you talk about you went to California, you couldn't wait to get back, but really, what keeps you here?
The people. You know, I just adore the people. This is a really tight-knit community. You guys have been phenomenal about helping me, giving me advice. I mean, even in the new facility, people are showing up and bringing heavy equipment over just to help me do whatever needs to be done. Sure. And where else in the world can you go and have that?
Right.
I mean, you know, this is just a wonderful community, and I can't even start to express how happy I am to be here. And I have no intentions of leaving.
Sure. Well, and I say that, too, from a investment perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great community because when things are down, everybody comes together. If you're vested here, you come together. And you help the people out that are in this community. You see it all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the same with me. You know, I was born and raised here. I couldn't wait to move away when I graduated. Yeah. I did, and I couldn't wait to come back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just something about Williston. I mean, it's I always say it's like the little engine that could because we just continue to grow. We invite people like yourself that are attracted to the community. You've now come here. You've made Williston your home. You've started a successful business. You're expanding that business.
Yeah.
And it's just all part of, you know, what you like about the community and the opportunity that Williston is providing. It's just from a, you know, again, entrepreneur and investment standpoint, you couldn't ask for anything better.
Yes.
And that's how we sell this community with economic development is this is where it's at. I mean, you got to be a part of this because this is really something special. So Anna's Groom Room, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 701-339-5567 or come by our new location at 2308 West Front Street.
All right. Dogs, cats, what's the craziest animal you've had in there?
We had someone bring a rabbit in for a nail trimming.
And I'm sure the rabbit sat still for the whole thing.
No, not really.
Dogs, cats, and the occasional rabbit. So,
yeah,
Anna, I want to thank you again for being on the podcast. Again, this is season 3 of the Williston Works podcast. And I want to thank our listeners today for listening to this episode of Williston Works. We're brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. I'm Sean Wenko, the Executive Director of the Economic Development Office. We will catch you next time.